This is WLRN News. I'm Katie Spotalski. A South Florida accounting classroom may be half a world away from South African orphans living in poverty. But here's the story of a new business school graduate who went back to school in Fort Lauderdale to support children in sub-Saharan Africa. Gaia Calcaterra had lived in South Florida for 8 years before she heard her calling from across the globe. She was visiting a friend who worked with children orphaned by AIDS and cholera in Nkomazi. It's a refugee camp for immigrants at the border between Mozambique and Swaziland, now known as Eswatini. One father came out of a shanty made of plastic tarp and wooden pallets.
He was holding a newborn baby, and next to him he had a little girl and a little boy. His wife had died of HIV/AIDS 2 days earlier.
Calcaterra was born in South Africa to Italian parents and has lived and worked in more than half a dozen countries. But the exchange with the father gave her culture shock in a way that changed how she saw her world when she returned to Fort Lauderdale.
I'd look around me and I was like, oh my gosh, there's a glass of water sitting next to my computer, and it's not any glass of water, it's drinkable.
It inspired what she calls her daily moments of gratitude, being more aware of her surroundings. So at 43 years old, she enrolled in a business program at Nova Southeastern University in Davie. And at the same time, she established the Gratitude Project, a home in South Africa for children who are mostly orphans, raising their siblings. The project provides some schooling, medicine, and food for their families. Calcaterra herself grew up in very different circumstances. Her parents manufactured paints and coatings. They moved between their native Italy and Johannesburg as a kid.
And there's just so many spectacular sides to South Africa. It's mountains, ocean, people, amazing weather, great opportunities, and it's the Rainbow Nation.
Calcaterra went to college in Florence to study fresco painting. A few years and even more countries later, she visited her brother, who was working on yachts in Fort Lauderdale.
So I came to visit him, absolutely loved it, ended up applying for an E2 investment visa and stayed.
Calcaterra made a living preserving fresco paintings and owning vacation rentals. Then she got back in touch with an old friend from South Africa.
We actually, funnily enough, reconnected through Facebook.
Well, it was magic because we've been separated as friends for so long.
The last time Hannes Peters had spoken to Calcaterra, he was managing an upscale restaurant in Johannesburg, but he gave it up to work with orphans in nearby immigrant camps. He invited Calcaterra to come home and spend some time volunteering with him.
He gave me a special sort of window and viewpoint into really lives of people who had been under my nose the whole time that I'd lived there.
Calcaterra went to business school because she wanted the professional background to run the Gratitude Project. While she was studying business here in South Florida, the nonprofit she was running in South Africa was struggling to bring in donations.
We were actually headed in the wrong direction.
One class that helped her change that, Calcaterra says, was Accounting for Decision Makers with adjunct professor Joanne Ackerman.
It's usually the least liked course in the MBA program.
But Calcaterra used the class to develop a working business plan, Ackerman says, making the Gratitude Project sustainable.
I believe I said, wow. It was a wow moment in a way that I probably said wow multiple times.
Before she'd finished her degree requirements in Davie, Calcaterra helped establish a house for the Gratitude Project in South Africa. 8 children can live there, and it's a resource center for dozens of others. She says it took her experience in South Florida to make the most impact elsewhere.
I think with all this sort of education, that I can be a much bigger contribution in places like South Africa.
And she'll keep doing it from South Florida. I'm Katie Spotalski in Davie.